Today, Medicare officials announced the largest increase in premiums in the program's 40-year history. Starting next year, seniors and disabled people who purchase coverage under Medicare's Part B program will pay 17% more, up to just over $78 a month. With us to discuss what this means is NPR's Julie Rovner. And Julie, can you describe whom this affects?
Well, this affects most of the 40 million Medicare beneficiaries. Part B is the part of Medicare that pays for doctor bills and other outpatient costs. Part A, which is funded under the Social Security tax, the Medicare portion of that, pays for hospital bills. Part B is actually an optional program. You don't have to take it, but more than 90% of people on Medicare do because it's a very good deal. The government pays 75% of the cost, and the premiums are 25% of the cost, and it's that 25% that's going up.
Yeah, going up 17%. Why such a big jump?
Well, some of it is due to the overall increases in healthcare, which we're seeing in the private sector as well. Some of it, though, is due to changes that were made as part of last year's Medicare law. For example, before the law was passed, physician fees were supposed to go down. There was actually going to be a cut in what Medicare paid doctors, and the bill changed that. It took that cut, reversed it, made it a small increase. There were also large increases to Medicare HMOs and other private plans to encourage them to come back into the program. Both of those had the effect of boosting overall costs for Medicare Part B, and because the premium is a portion of the overall cost, that makes the premium go up.
And what do you make of the timing of this announcement coming today?
Well, of course, the Friday before a holiday weekend is sort of the classic time to try to bury bad news. This is a particularly good day because it's such a busy news day with a hurricane bearing down on Florida and the end of the Republican convention. One Medicare official said to me, Republican or Democrat, anybody would have done this on a Friday in August. Democrats, however, were quick to jump on the timing. Congressman Pete Stark of California, one of the Democrats who oversees the Medicare program, called it, quote, a cynical attempt to bury bad news by leaking it out when you hope no one is watching.
And of course, this is an election year. How do you figure this will play in the fall's election campaign?
Well, I think it certainly will exacerbate an already spirited debate over the influence of the Medicare Modernization Act that the president signed last December. When it passed, I think the president and Republicans really thought it would be the crowning achievement of their domestic agenda, that it would cement their standing with seniors. As it's turned out, it hasn't been all that popular. The only piece of it that's really taken effect that beneficiaries are seeing are these Medicare drug discount cards, which have proved not terribly popular and quite confusing. The Medicare drug benefit itself that's promised in the law doesn't start until 2006. So basically what seniors are going to see now is that starting next January, they're going to pay $12 a month more for basically the same benefits they've been getting. I think the Democrats are going to jump all over this and try to exploit the fact that this bill hasn't been terribly popular and paint it as basically a sellout by the president and the Republicans to the drug industry and to the health industry, leaving seniors high and dry.
NPR's Julie Rovner. Julie, thanks a lot.
Thank you.